Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today I have with me Kristen Marcus of the SHAPS Equine Assisted Therapy. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Heartland Kubota and Truebill Builders. Kristen, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Liz.
You bet. So lots of stuff going on right now with SHAPS.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, we have been incredibly busy since we opened the doors on March 5th this year. And actually, I don't remember a year in my service. I started my 11th year in January.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And it has been, I think this is the wildest year since. It's insane. It's a good insane, but it's a lot.
Well, let's start out maybe by talking and telling people, if they're not familiar with SHAPS, what do you guys do, and who all do you help in the community?
Oh, sure. How much time do you have, actually?
Much time as you want.
So we actually do a lot for the community. When I started back in 2015, we only had a therapeutic riding program and a small mental health program for veterans from the VA. Mm-hmm. We had served a total of 85 people in 2015. Last year, we served 309 individuals in 1 year, which was a lot. But we now have 4 major programs, and then we have some sub programs from that. So we still do our therapeutic riding, which is now called adaptive riding. There has been a terminology change within the industry. Mm-hmm. So adaptive riding, we have around 30, 35 riders every week. And these participants have anywhere from cognitive to emotional to physical, psychological disabilities. Mm-hmm. And they're usually youth and adults, although we do have some veterans who partake in the adaptive riding program as well. We also have an adaptive carriage driving program, which is fairly new. We started that in 2017, and it's so much fun. These participants, you know, maybe they're too heavy to get on our horses because we do have strict weight limits. Mm-hmm. Our herd is older. And so maybe they're too heavy to ride, or maybe they have a fear of getting on the horse for some reason, mm-hmm. or maybe they're just not suitable for riding. And so we put them in the carriage, and they're able to still work on their seated posture and their core strength and their fine and gross motor skills with the lines, which is really great. It's such a fun program. And actually this year it is finally full, like full, which is really great after starting it 8 years ago. So, and then we have an equine assisted learning program, which is very fun. It is the most adaptable of any program that we have. And usually that takes place mostly in the winter, although in the first session of our season, we'll also have some EAL. But what EAL is, equine assisted learning, and it means it has to have an educational component. Okay. Which is really exciting, because then we get to work with educators to do mm-hmm. a lot of different things, or we just make sure that it's educational about the horses, and everybody loves to learn about the horses. But this last winter, we went to the Veterans Home of Wyoming. We went to the skilled nursing facility over there as well. And then we also traveled to Greenhouse Living mm-hmm. and the Hub on Smith Street and Holy Name Catholic School. We started a reading program with their first or kindergarten and first graders this year. And that was a lot of fun. So it was a brand new program. We thought we would try it. And Katie Warman was awesome letting us in. And we got to take 2 ponies in and sit with these children. Well, the horses didn't sit, but they got.
I have seen horses do that, though.
They do. Yep. Ours, not so much, but ours are potty trained. So
ours are not.
But yeah, so we took the ponies in and the children brought books that they were going to read to the group. Mm-hmm. But we found that some of the children had some trepidation about reading to the group, which is fine. So we told them, and like, read to the pony, just read to the pony. So we found after the 6 weeks that we worked with them that at the beginning they were reading to the pony and maybe to the educator who was helping them read. And then as we went on, they started reading to the whole group. And we did find that the teachers found they were doing better at their oral fluency and their overall, I guess, projection into the mm-hmm. group and whatnot. So that was really exciting for us. We're hoping that Katie will let us come back again this winter, so that we can follow those kindergartners now into first grade and then mm-hmm. get a new bunch. It really was a fun program. We dressed the ponies up. If they gave us a theme for the books, then we dressed the ponies up to kind of match, which was fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, we did Christmas. So we had one pony who wore this fabulous beer. And then our last program is equine facilitated psychotherapy, and it is mental health. We have contracted with 6 therapists in the community mm-hmm. to provide all of our different mental health programs. So this is where our subsets come in. So we have Horses for Forces, which is a mental health program for our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another program called Haltering Hope. And that one is broken into Haltering Hope for women, Haltering okay. Hope for caregivers, and then Haltering Hope for youth. All of these groups have been, they've been actually really fun to do. They've been a little bit of a learning curve because, you know, we've just worked with veterans for so many years that we had to kind of learn to adapt and fly by the seat of our pants. We're getting t-shirts made that say fly by the seat of our pants club. but it has been a lot of fun and a lot of really neat people who have come through those groups. So
being around horses my whole life, not every horse is going to be a therapy horse.
Correct.
It takes a special animal to do that. So where do you come about finding these horses and ponies that have that demeanor to do this?
Well, unfortunately, there's no unicorn store. But we actually got quite a few of our horses from the community.
Okay.
People have horses that just can't do their jobs anymore, and so they'll call and ask us if we need or can try them. And the thing about our program is that we have to make sure that they're safe. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take 90-day trial period with each one of our horses. And in that 90 days, these horses are put through the ringer. They are subjected to all sorts of different props, all sorts of different noises. We have a lift for a few of our participants who cannot physically get on the horse themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is noisy. So it's a little electric motor and goes, mm-hmm. and then you let it down and again. So then you set the rider down on their back. So staff are the only ones who are able to ride the horses for the first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
If they're passing all of their quote unquote tests, then in 30 days we can put them with a participant. We don't want to overwhelm the horses. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the 90 days, they should be into lessons, not fully, because again, we don't want to overwhelm them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've found that it takes between a year and 18 months for a horse to fully get used to the system, all of the different riders, all of the different things. Our horses see about 100 touches a week, 100 okay. touches a week. So think about that. That can be a volunteer, that can be a staff member, that could be different participants, it could be the caregivers who come with the participants. So that's a lot of touches. We do a lot of training so that our horses are hopefully getting touched the same way every time,
mm-hmm.
so that's not overwhelming to them. But these horses, they're absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of our herd right now. We have 12 absolute unicorns right now. They range from Shetland ponies to Percherons. And they have to be quiet. They have to have ground manners. They have to be willing to forgive, because a lot of people are not going to ask for the correct thing the correct mm-hmm. way. And they're probably not ever going to be able to ask fully correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very intuitive and forgiving. They also have to be very sound. This is an mm-hmm. incredibly hard job, both mind and body. So one of the things I like to tell people is, imagine if you've got a child of your own or a niece or a nephew or a grandchild and you're playing horsey. You're down on all fours and this kid's riding you. But now think about if that child has cerebral palsy and one side doesn't work as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be really hard on one side of your body. Mm-hmm. Or think about the child who has ADD and he's running all mm-hmm. over the place, all over your back. You know, that's mm-hmm. very physically demanding for this horse. But then on the other side of the coin, when we get into our groups with our mental health, and they have to work with people who are anxious, angry, hurt, depressed, all of these things, and that can be very, very difficult for a horse as well. So we take very good care of these horses. In fact, most people out here say they're very spoiled, and I'm like, yes, I'm doing my job.
That's okay.
But they are never stalled unless they are sick or injured. We feed our horses 3 times a day. A lot of people say that's too much, but we feed them breakfast, then they get lunch, and then they go out on pasture at night. But that's keeping them healthy physically, you mm-hmm. know. because horses weren't made to be meal feeders. They were meant to be grazers and eat 18 out of 24 hours a day. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have an in-house chiropractor, and we have a new Beamer system, which is the infrared light therapy. We got a grant from the Watt Foundation for that. That's been amazing. We also have Cindy Hager, who donates acupuncture. And then our barn manager is not only an equine chiropractor, but she's also a masseuse, certified equine masseuse. So if they need that, they get that. And she's learning now to KT tape the horses, which we're finding is very useful. So yeah, they're very, very spoiled. We have a few who really like their winter coats. And we have a few who like, if you come with me, at me with that blanket, I'm going to rip it in 10 seconds. But yeah, we have a great, great herd right now. And the average age right now is about 19 years old. So we have a 32-year-old, but we also have a 14-year-old. So they kind of skew everything. But we have one horse who's been with us for 19 years.
Wow.
He was donated in 2006, and he's starting to get a little slower, but he's, you know, we take such good care of him that he's still doing really well.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding areas since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive. Well, I think people need to realize too is these horses that you're, just like you talked about, the things that you have to put them through and the things that they have to get used to with the physical and the emotional, it can't be a three-year-old.
Oh,
they're
heavens,
not mature
no.
enough. That horse itself is not mature enough to handle it. So you are going to have an older demographic of horses because they've matured enough to handle some of these things.
So funny story, we actually had somebody donate a horse from the Botsatz sale a few years ago. He was a five-year-old coming six and very broke horse. He could not handle the work that we were asking him to do. He lasted about a year and a half before he literally stopped with a rider on his back, put his nose in the dirt and said, I am done. I am not taking another step until this rider is off my back. He could not handle the multiple riders. And we try not to have them have two riding lessons in a day. I mean, that's a lot to ask. But even going from day to day, different riders with different abilities, that was just too much for this horse. And I'm so grateful this horse, he literally stopped and put his nose in the dirt. He could have run off with this rider. He could have bucked her off. He could have done so many other things, but he literally just was like, I can't, put his nose in the dirt. He would not budge until we got the rider off of his back, and then he walked back into the barn. So yeah, I mean, he was young and fit and trained to the nines because that's what I, you know, requires at these sales, and he couldn't handle it. So we try not to take anything under 10, although 14 we found is about our sweet spot.
Okay. So are you accepting if someone were to call you and say, I have this horse, would you like to try it? Are you accepting new horses at this time?
It depends on the horse right now. I'm looking for something very, very specific right now. I need around a 14 to maybe a 15 hand horse, but he's got to be little, needs to have that really sound mind and body. We have a few riders who require the lift that I was telling you about to get on. And we've got one horse right now who's taking all of those riders. And that's so hard on his body. We're finding that he needs chiro every week and he needs acupuncture every week. And he sits under the Beamer twice a week and he's comfortable, but it's a lot of work to manage and it's not fair to him. So I really need that 14 to 15 hand horse. Ideally, he would be fairly narrow. So there's different shapes of horses. I don't know, a lot of people didn't know this. I learned this at a conference one time. So the root beer keg is called an apple. And then there's the pear where they have the high withers and then they have the big belly. What I'm looking for is a fish, and they're pretty much straight slided all the way down. And then they can have the barrel in the back, but not necessarily in the front. So I'm really looking for a fish right now because some of these participants, they just have no flexibility in the hips. So these wide horses, they're really getting pinched between the legs of these riders. And I don't want to keep doing that to my horses. But yes, we would absolutely entertain a horse. If you met those criteria, again, you know, around 10 to 14 years old would be ideal. Not saying that we don't accept older horses, because we have. And sound, that's got to be the priority. He's got to be sound.
Mind and body.
Mind and body, yep. Cannot be crazy. Has to have good ground manners. Basically, our selection process is that we go in, and if I cannot ride them bareback in a halter, we won't even take a second look. If I can, and they pass the getting crowded, so we usually have the owner with us, plus I take another person with me, and we have me on the horse, we have rider or the owner and my barn manager on either side of the horse walking as what we call a sidewalker or a support person, and they'll have an arm over each one of my thighs, so they're very close proximity for the rider who doesn't have the balance, you know. And so if then they pass that, then this is kind of mean, but we know exactly what they're going to do in the arena, is we have the barn manager do jumping jacks off the hips. And our favorite horses have literally only put their head up and like, what are you doing back there? That's not what you're supposed to do. That's weird.
Yeah.
We've had a few who literally wanted to jump out from underneath of me. We can't take those horses. It's too big a spook. If they start, that's fine. If they maybe take one step, that's fine. But anything more than that, and they just, they're not quite quiet enough.
Right. Right. So. Yes. Those are unicorns.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you have to think, a lot of our participants don't have the core strength to move with a horse if they did jump.
Well, and many of them probably have never been around horses. So it's a new experience. They don't understand maybe what they're going to do, because it takes some time to to be around horses and kind of learn that. And like you said, the prey animal, and it's probably very difficult to find those horses.
It can be. Yeah. We've bought a few, we got grants to buy a few. And then the last horse that we brought into the herd, our Giving Tuesday 2023 Giving Tuesday 2023 funds all went to purchase a horse. He is our 14-year-old, the youngest in the herd. He came with him, his harness, and a cart, which was great, but he's been phenomenal. So occasionally we can find them and have to pay for them, but we really like the donations. And then we just, you know, the owners know that they're going to be taken care of really well.
Right. Well, so moving on to something real fun that's coming up that is always a blast. I know we've been to it a couple times, but it's the Tournament of Knights.
Oh, the Tournament of Knights. I love and hate it. It is our main fundraiser for the year. It takes 10 months to plan. We have a committee of about 12 people right now, which this year has made things so much easier. We, knock on wood, are ahead of the game right now. We have the event paid for. Thank you. Thank you to all of the sponsors in the community. I mean, you guys have been amazing, and we really could not do this without you. So we're really grateful for that. We have new entertainment this year. We have more entertainment this year. So the Knights of Valor are coming back, and they're the only full contact jousting troop in North America.
Okay.
So they come out of Ontario, Canada, and if anyone's seen Full Metal Jousting on the History Channel, the MC for that, Shane, he is our guy. He's amazing. We love him. He's brought a few people from the show before, although he doesn't have any with him now, but he's just absolutely incredible to work with. He's been incredible for the show. And if you were there last year, we had an epic show because they both got knocked off their horses on the last pass. It was fantastic. So we have them coming back, and they're going to do Knight Academy in the arena, which is talking to folks about being a knight in modern day. It is still a thing. You still can get knighted. Okay. I did not know that before Shane told me. And then they'll talk to you about the armor that they wear and the armor that the horses wear and why, and how it all worked up to where it was a jousting competition, which basically was, you know, ego battle. But it still is very cool. And then we have sword fighters who are coming in from the Black Hills and Rapid City. We have Magpie Swallows is going to be a musical act, and then she's going to be in the kids area with a musical petting zoo. So that's a whole bunch of different musical instruments that the children are going to be able to get exposed to, which is going to be very cool. And I have no idea what instruments, but I'm looking forward to seeing what she brings. And then we have the Pillage people out of Gillette who are going to come and play music, which would be great. And then for the adults, because we don't want them to be bored, We have a wood chopping contest this year and a watermelon eating contest. Plus, okay, we'll have battle archery, which you can make teams, and we've got some trees and some different things you can hide behind and try and, you know, kill each other.
Oh, okay. That'll be a good time.
Right? And then we've got 32 vendors signed up so far, oh, wow, from turkey legs to soaps to candles, I think, and then lots of 3D and cosplay stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really great medieval market as well. And we have the Queen's Feast, which will start at 2 o'clock. That is a 4-course medieval meal. And we got to try the food the other day. It is Amanda Griffith with the Foodie Chicken Buffalo. Very good. I wanted to eat more, but she just brought samples. But it was really, really well. There's this pork casserole thing, and then she made, they're called oranges, but it's all pork. And then some kind of sauce that when it's exposed to the air, it turns orange. So it looks like a little orange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very creative, but all very relevant to the period that we're going back to. And we're hoping that we're going to have the history of each piece of the meal so that people, mm-hmm, can learn about that as well. And then in the Queen's Feast, there'll be additional entertainment. And we have the amazing AJ Longhurst is coming back. He is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And dance lessons, which will be great.
Fun. Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
Yeah.
So this kind of starts out fair week for, yes, the Sheridan County Fair. And your son shows pigs.
He does.
So it's a little busy for you that time of year. But
it's nuts, yeah.
But yeah, this kind of starts, the horse shows are going on as well as this at the same time. So the mm-hmm, it's very fun for the horse community to come and be involved and see all this, oh, yeah, going on, and anybody to come be involved. But if you want to come, it's kind of kicks off the fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love for everybody to come out to the event and then stay all week and watch these kids, you know, show these projects that they've worked on hard all year. Like, mm-hmm, Liz said, my son shows pigs, and mm-hmm, it's work. It's a lot of work.
Now, I'm just going to say from the backside of it, he actually had the largest pig last year.
He really did.
He did. So, and we all went, oh my gosh, that thing's not going to fit on the scale.
I developed that pig feed last year.
Okay, well, he fit, but
it was very tight. Yeah. Yeah, but he fed a lot of people at the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do they get tickets there? Are tickets available beforehand?
So tickets will be available at the gate if you want, okay, or you can get tickets online at chapsyo.org. And we have posters going up all over town this week. We also have Clyde, who is our mobile advertisement. I love Clyde. He is this giant stuffed Clydesdale that, mm-hmm, Miff, and I do not remember her last name. Anyway, Miff got from her father 30 years ago.
Miff Koltiska?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then donated him to Chaps over 15 years ago, I guess. And he sat in the basement of the fairgrounds for a long time. And then they called me and said, do you want to come get your horse? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So we went, sure, down and looked at it, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's awesome. So we went and got him, and that has been his job for the last 8 years, is to be our mobile advertisement. He's, mm-hmm, dressed up as a charter, looks fantastic. Right now he's at Landon's.
Okay.
He'll be there for a couple of weeks, but there's a QR code on the poster on Clyde. Please go get your picture taken with Clyde and then tag Chaps, because that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did actually want to say our costume contest this year is going to change.
Okay.
We had 109 entries in our costume contest last year.
Oh my gosh.
It was a lot. And so it took well over an hour to do the costume contest. So what we're doing differently this year is we're going to have two different spots at the fairgrounds where we have backdrops. One will be more medieval and the other one will be kind of elven. And you can take your picture with the backdrop and then tag our Instagram or our Facebook page in it. Then we're going to have everybody vote on their favorites.
Okay.
The winners will get tickets to the event for next year, which will be great, except for the children. The youth, they don't care about tickets, so they're actually going to get a little resin horse.
Yeah, they want to take some home with them right
there. Absolutely. So we will be announcing the winners of the costume contest probably the Wednesday after the event to give everybody time to vote and whatnot. But We just, there's so many of them. And poor Shane, he's like, you want me to do what? So then he has the crowd do it, and then it takes long. So in order to, you know, keep the horses that are carrying not only the knight, but 125 pounds of armor in the heat, to keep them not out there for so long, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah. Last time I went, I think there was like 10 in the costume contest. Oh, yeah.
It was insane. But they just kept coming. I mean, fantastic for everybody who does it. And it's, we love to see it, but it was a lot.
Yeah. So you have another fundraiser going on, a raffle. I actually just heard your ad on the radio yesterday. So yeah. Let's talk about those. You can win a trip to the NFR.
Yes, yes. So we were given an opportunity by a company called Winspire, and they help nonprofits raise money. And so they offered us, actually, there's like 300 different trips that we could choose from for raffling them off. One of them was the Wrangler NFR this fall or this winter. Mm-hmm. And this is such a rodeo community. We had to do that. I mean, honestly, I would love to win the trip to the NFR myself. I haven't been and would love to go. So
Cowboy Christmas is my favorite. Right. Not my husband's, but it is mine.
I mean, I'm not much of a shopper, but I love the bareback event. Mm-hmm. I would go just even for the barebacks. But we're raffling off the trip to the Wrangler NFR. We're going to do the drawing at the event on July 26th. Okay. And you do not have to be present to win. And you can go to chapsyo.org to get your tickets. Tickets are $100. This is a $7,700 experience. So it includes 2 days at the NFR for two people in the balcony, not the nosebleeds. I just want to let you know that, not the nosebleeds. So decent seats. Mm-hmm. And then you also get tickets into Cowboy Christmas and then a 4-star resort for 3 nights on the strip. And the resort is supposed to be within walking distance of all of the free events for the NFR.
Okay.
So it should be a great experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of those resorts include all of your meals, which is great. The only thing is with this experience, the airfare is not included. However, when I was looking up Sheridan, Las Vegas, it was like $500. Very affordable.
Right.
We're going to raffle those off and we're limiting the tickets to 250. So you got a decent shot. Mm-hmm. To win that. And then we have another raffle for an experience where that's all we could call it because they're very diverse trips. Mm-hmm. But if you win it, you get to choose one of 8 different destinations. So one is Disneyland for 4 people for 3 days for both California Adventure and Disneyland. Plus, they give you a voucher for food or souvenirs and rooms at the Hyatt Regent, I think, which is just outside of Disney. Mm-hmm. So that was a really cool trip for a family if you're wanting to go to Disney, and it's very expensive, so that would be a good trip. Mm-hmm. The others are all abroad. So, and for this particular trip, because it's not a timed thing like the NFR, you have to book your trip within 12 months, but then you have another 12 months to actually go. So you have plenty of time to get the passport, you know, get the airfare, that kind of thing. One is for Iceland. A Northern Lights tour of Iceland, plus soak in the Blue Lagoon, which is right next to a lava field. And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but that lava or that volcano is actually erupting right now. So those hot springs would be pretty warm.
Oh, man. No. Toasty.
But the Northern Lights tour of Iceland, you get 4 days in Reykjavik. And then they take you out onto the tundra and onto the glaciers for the Northern Lights. That one was my pick because if I got the win, that was where I was going to go. But then we have a 6-day, 7-night stay in Ireland, Northern Ireland. So you get to visit Giant's Causeway and Dunluce Castle, which was my favorite when I went to Ireland. I loved that castle. And then there is a whiskey tour. And then if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you get to visit different sets from the Game of Thrones. There's a couple of abbeys and a park from the sets that you get to go to. That one even includes a rental car.
Oh, wow.
And your lodging and everything, which is really great. That one would be a really fun trip. And then for the last choice, you get to choose between one of 5 cities. There's Prague, Paris, Vienna, Rome, or Madrid.
Wow.
Each one has a cool experience. Mm-hmm. Like if you choose Rome, then you get to skip the lines and go to the Sistine Chapel and the Vatican.
Wow.
Right. And then for Paris, if you choose that one, you get to skip the lines and go to the Louvre and I think the Notre Dame. So there's different things. And the Paris one also includes a dinner tour on the boat through the river in the city. And I don't remember what the river's name is, but yeah, all of them have these cool experiences with them, plus the lodging. And so, yeah, we're hoping that somebody really wants to travel and
how fun.
Buy a raffle ticket. That, again, is also going to be drawn on July 26th. Okay. $100 a ticket and only $200.
Okay. So where can they go to find that information if somebody was like, heck yeah, I'm going to take this gamble?
Absolutely. Chapsyo.org. It's right on the homepage. So you'll scroll down under the banner photo and then it'll say trip raffle. So, okay. And the tickets for the Tournament of Knights are right there too.
Perfect. You can hit it all at one time.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about Chaps? And
you know, there's something that we've been starting to push out to the community if we have a few more minutes.
Absolutely.
We just want everybody to know how hard we have really worked at being safe and professional in the community. It wasn't always this way. We've worked very, very hard to get here, but CHAPS is now a premier accredited center. And that means we are one of 242 in the entire world.
Wow.
That adheres to over 80% of the safety standards on a daily basis. And when we had our last review, we hit 92% of the safety standards on a daily basis. So we're very, very proud of that. And we just want the community to know how hard we're working at safety. Every single one of our instructors is certified in their field. Every single one of our instructor has multiple certifications. And we also, with those certifications, are responsible for 20 hours of continuing education every year. So if we have multiple certifications, 20 per certification. I have three, so I have 60 hours that I have to get every year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a little tough, especially with as busy we are. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get those, you know, worked in too. But, you know, we really are proud of the work that we're doing, and we just want everyone to know that we are safe and we are adhering to all of the rules and ethical standards of the industry. And just, you know, that's something that we're just starting to push out.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head earlier, too, about your sponsors. We live in such a generous community here.
Absolutely.
And so thankful for everything that they donate to, from your program to the 4-H to Cowboy Hall of Fame, all these things. This community is so supportive. And I just have to say thank you on behalf of all of those, that it's really appreciated by everyone as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Kristen, thanks for being here. Absolutely. We'll have you back again. It was fun visiting about all the things. And there was way more that you guys did than I even knew about. So, yeah. So we just appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much, Liz. I really appreciate it.
You bet. So thank you to Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders for being our sponsors today. And for more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SheridanMedia.com.